talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still silence.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to TLV Talk Radio. Today, if you think that any of the shows I've done in the past were in your face, they're not going to be even standing up to what I'm about to talk about. Let me give you a for instance. This is TLV Talk Radio. This is episode 20. And the name of today's show is Awakening to Genocide. And I know everybody here listens when I raise my voice, and they kind of expect when Roger's angry, he's going to raise his voice. And I've got to tell you something, as solemn as the information I'm about to give you is, I don't know how often I'm going to be raising my voice because of the sadness that goes along with all of this. And as I continue, you'll find out exactly why. No, there won't be any calls today. There won't be time for calls today. I really wish there was, but I'm going to tell you again, you can always leave questions or comments on the show on thelibertybeacon.com. Every single Monday, it is published prior to noon central. So by noon central, you have a venue to have your voice heard. Okay. So one more time. Episode 20, TLV Talk Radio, and the title is Awakening to Genocide. Today's show points out the baby die-off currently underway via the mechanisms of COVID vaccines. No, I'm not joking. I'm not exaggerating. And I'm not saying anything to gain attention. That's not who I am, and I think everybody knows that by now. So I'm going to read that first sentence again because, yes, this intro is always put down because I want to give this to you word for word. I want people to understand what's about to be put in their face. Today's show points out the baby die-off currently underway via the mechanisms of COVID vaccines. Let me also tell you, the most blatant and evil portion of this discovery is the fact that both the government and the vaccine producers were and are fully aware of this and are doing everything in their power not only to cover it up, hide it, but are hell-bent on getting multiple vaccinations approved for ever younger children, including babies. Now, think about that just for about a half a second. Okay? This is not a joke. This is not an exaggeration. We're going to go through some points that will show you exactly that. And when I tell you they're doing everything in their power to hide it, gee, how many of you remember the request via Pfizer to have their information held for 75 years before it was presented to the public? When in history of any vaccine ever produced in the United States was a request made to hold back the research information on that vaccine for 75 years. When? It's never happened, has it? There's a reason for that. We all knew there was a reason for that. And now with 55,000 pages of documents being made available, there are people who are spending their literal life day and night, 7 days a week, researching these documents and coming up with things that are going to make your jaw drop. Today, we're going to talk about one thing in specific, genocide. Okay, but as usual, before we get started, I would like to once again say thank you to RBN, the platform, for giving me a platform. Why? Because the things I say today, no matter how true they are, don't work into a mainstream media or a government narrative, especially a government that is bought and paid for by Big Pharma. Gee, like Moderna, like Pfizer, like Johnson & Johnson, like, yeah, I think you're catching my drift. Okay? So the appreciation for RBN goes well beyond what I can say to you as to how I feel about it. I also need to say thank you to Sam, because Sam puts up with this every single week and still makes sure that you get the best show possible via, I don't know, when Roger's screaming, when Roger's whispering, you get to hear it all because Sam's a damn good producer, and I appreciate him. I also say thank you every week to Annie at Shake and Wake Radio, who replays this show on her network every Thursday so that more people can be made aware of the message that the Liberty Beacon Project is putting out. And she also hosts my newest show, which is Eagle's Eye Report, and that's on Wednesdays between 4 and 5 p.m. Central on Shake and Wake. These are all very significant parts of the weekly success of the Liberty Beacon Project. And once again, I'm going to state that the message I bring you today is not entertainment. You won't have any trouble with that today. Nor is it baseless guesses or remote possibilities. Most of what I deliver is in-your-face reality, recorded facts, or an inevitability depending on our course of action or the course of action we're being dragged down. No, that's not an exaggeration either. So, down to business. How many people have to die with intention or foreknowledge that should prevent said deaths before Nuremberg-style trials are again a reality? How many of our sacred children, both born and unborn, must be terminated again with foreknowledge before the world recoils in horror and steps up to not only end this nightmare, but to punish those responsible or aware of these genocidal actions, but made no effort to stop it? My personal thoughts are that the highest level of evil that can exist on this planet is evil intended or committed against our children, both born or unborn. Now, what I'm about to tell you, what I'm about to present, is predominantly based on an article published by Dr. Naomi Wolf, a shining star in health-related matters, both medical and as far as associated rights. Anybody who reads what Naomi has written, what Dr. Wolf has written, knows for a fact that she puts her reputation on stake every time she puts her pen to paper. She is one of these people who will bear out the repercussions of anything she has to say. And today, a good portion of, not all, and you all know I have my own point of view, and you all know that I take points, talking points, from specific articles, but the information that Naomi has put out really curdled my blood. It curdled it bad, okay? The title of the article I'm taking the information from and the link to, so you can read the entire article yourself, will be in the article that's published tomorrow with the show embedded in it on thelibertybeacon.com. The title of her article is, "Dear Friends, Sorry to Announce a Genocide." I'm going to read that again. "Dear friends," this is Naomi, "sorry to announce a genocide." Now, what I will take word for word is her opening statement. And this is Naomi's opening statement. "The truth is, I've been rendered almost speechless," or the literary equivalent of that, "because recently I have had the unenviable task of trying to announce to the world that indeed a genocide, or what I've called clumsily an urgently a baby die-off, is underway." So she initially called it a baby die-off, and then after doing more research, and you'll find out what her sources are, she started to call it genocide. Let me ask all of you listening to this, okay? If you wish to pare a population down quickly, you have two methods of doing that. What are they? Yes, pregnant pause. I gave you a few seconds to think. One of them is a massive war or a nuclear war. Okay, you don't want to do a nuclear war, because if you perpetuate a nuclear war, what you're going to end up by doing is making the globe as unlivable for yourself as it is for those you wish to get rid of. unless you intend on hiding in a bunker for 20,000 years underground. Most people wouldn't, even those who wish to get rid of us. Or you can make us infertile, or you can attack the temple of birth. And we'll get into that a little bit deeper. All right. The War Room Daily Clout, which these are Pfizer documents research volunteers. And it's a group of 3,000 highly credentialed doctors, RNs, biostatisticians, medical fraud investigators, lab clinicians, and research scientists have been turning out report after report to tell the world what was in the 55,000 internal FISA documents, which the FDA asked the court to keep under wraps for 75 years. Now, if there was no real hubbub about this, if it wasn't really that important a situation, if it wasn't really something you ought to be focusing your attention on, why would you have, and again, they're called the War Room Daily Clout, why would you have 3,000 highly credentialed doctors, RNs, biostatisticians, medical fraud investigators, lab clinicians, and research scientists researching this 7 days a week, probably around the clock in shifts? Why? By court order, these documents were forcibly disclosed. These experts are serving humanity by reading through these documents and explaining to them in layman's terms something you and I can understand. Doesn't mean you're stupid. Just means you didn't go to law school or you didn't go to medical school. Okay? You can find all the volunteers' reports on dailyclout.io. Again, that will be in the article tomorrow. But the lies that were revealed are absolutely stunning. Why would you want to hide 55,000 pages of research done during a vaccine trial for 75 years? Something that has never been done in the history of vaccines. When I first heard that, the first thing I did was throw my arms up in the air and say, there's got to be something really bad with this. There has to be something absolutely horrible with this, because that breaks all precedent. Seriously. I've never heard of it. And I have probably written more vaccine articles than just about anybody you can guess. Over the last 14 years, I've probably written at least 1,000, if not 1,500, vaccine-related articles. And I do my research. And I've never heard of anything like this. Nothing even close. So let's get into the points today, okay? And what I've done is, from information I have and information Naomi put out, I put together some talking points for today, which Roger usually does. I'm going to go down through this list, and I'm going to hope to hell that we have enough time to get them all to you before the end of this show. Because as far as I'm concerned, this show has more bearing on the future of humanity than anyone I've ever done. And I'm not joking. And I'm not making something of nothing. So, here we go. It is confirmed that Pfizer, and thus the FDA, because on most of these documents, at the bottom it says FDA confidential. Which means that a vast majority of these documents were shared with the FDA. So when the FDA tells you Pfizer knew about them, but we didn't, they're lying to you. But boy, does that surprise anybody right now? So it is confirmed that Pfizer, and thus the FDA, knew by December 2020, listen to me, by December 2020, that the mRNA vaccines did not work, that they waned in efficacy and presented vaccine failure. What does that mean? How many times has Roger told you, how do you call something a vaccine? Well, first off, what's a vaccine? A vaccine is something that puts a line of soldiers in your body so that if a specific virus comes in, It will fight that virus to the point where it cannot enter the body. Thus, if it can't enter the body, your body won't store it. And thus, if you can't store it, you can't transmit it to someone else. But we already know, because it's been admitted by Pfizer, by Moderna, by whomsoever, by our government, by the CDC, by the FDA, that these won't keep you from getting it, won't keep your body from storing it, and won't keep you from transmitting it. Yet you better take this vaccine or else. Why? Next point. Pfizer knew in May of 2021 that the 35 miners' heart had been damaged within a week after getting the vaccine. After getting the mRNA vaccination. But the FDA rolled out the emergency use authorization anyway. Okay. They rolled it out for who? They rolled it out for our teens. Can you remember that? Can you remember how many of us went, are you kidding me? Why are we doing this to our teens? They rolled it out for our teens a month later. That's April of 2021. They already knew, due to the tests and due to the initial shots, that 35 minors had suffered severe heart damage. But a month later, they made it so that your children needed to get this vaccine or else. And parents didn't even get a press release from the U.S. government about heart harms until August of 2021. So we're talking April, May, June, July, and August. Tens of thousands of our kids had gotten this vaccine in that period of time, and the government just stepped up to say, well, you don't really have to worry about this, but they might think that, you know, a little bit with the heart, but don't worry about it. They're basically safe and effective. There's also a link to that research that you will have tomorrow. What's our next point? Pfizer, and thus the FDA, many of the documents, again, say FDA confidential in the lower boundary, knew that contrary to what the highly paid spokesmodels and bought-off physicians were assuring people, the mRNA spike protein had lipid monoparticles, did not stay in the injection site in the deltoid, but rather went within 48 hours into the bloodstream to lodge in the liver, the spleen, the adrenals, the lymph nodes, and if you are a woman, in the ovaries. In the ovaries. We're going to expand on that and expound on that just a little. But what I just told you means this. A lot of times when you get a vaccine, that vaccine pretty much stays localized to where the injection was made. As the blood passes through, it performs basically what I call building that team of soldiers that's going to protect your body. The manufacturers of these mRNA vaccines didn't believe, or they told us they didn't believe, that these spike proteins would be spread throughout the body, because they had an idea that they could cause damage if they were lodged in specific portions of the body, whether they be things like the liver. Oh my God, how much liver damage are we talking about? Hearts, how many coronary issues are we looking at? And now, and some of you have heard this before, but this again is now backed up by some of the best scientists out there, in women's ovaries. So every woman who has not only gotten the first shot, but the first shot, the second shot, the first booster, oh, maybe even their second booster by now, has ovaries that are full of spike proteins and other mechanisms that shouldn't be there. Now, again, there will be a link showing you the research on this in the article tomorrow. All right. In the internal trials, there were over 42,000 adverse events and more than 1,200 people died. Are you listening to me? In the internal trials, there were over 42,000 adverse events and more than 1,200 people died. Four of the people who died, died the day they were injected, within hours of getting that injection. But yet, you were told, knowing full well, the government knowing full well, the FDA knowing full well, that's the CDC knowing full well, the people who own and run Big Pharma knowing full well that these vaccines were safe and effective. Let's go to our next point. Okay. Adverse events tallied up in the internal Pfizer documents are completely different from those reported on the CDC website or announced by corrupted positions and medical organizations and hospitals. These include vast columns of joint pain, muscle pain, myalgia, masses of neurological effects, which includes multiple sclerosis, Guillain-Barré syndrome, Bell's palsy, encephalopathy, every iteration possible of blood clotting. I can't even pronounce this one at a scale. Strokes, hemorrhages, and many kinds of ruptures of membranes throughout the human body. What? How the hell do you get safe and effective out of this? The side effects about which Pfizer and the FDA knew, but you did not, included blistering problems, rashes, shingles, and herpetic conditions. Indeed, a range of blistering conditions oddly foreshadowing the symptoms of, guess what? Monkeypox. Oh, did Roger really say that? Roger said almost a month ago when we first started hearing about monkeypox that monkeypox were being used to hide, to cover over, to shield people from realizing that this was in actuality side effects of the COVID vaccine. But now we're learning that that's a fact, or can be a fact. Can I prove that unequivocally at this point? No. But are these specialists saying that it's, is this just a coincidence that they look, and there's even an image on the Liberty Beacon in one of our articles where two people standing side by side, one with monkeypox and one with reactions, skin reactions to these vaccines, and you can't tell the difference between them. You can't. Let's go to the next one. Athletes and college students and teenagers are collapsing on football and soccer fields. We've all seen this. We've all heard about it. They're literally dropping in the middle of a game. Athletes in the best of health. Doctors wring their hands and express mystification. But BioNTech's SEC filing shows a fact about which the CDC and the AMA breathe not a word. Fainting so violently that you may hurt yourself is one of the side effects important enough for BioNTech to highlight to the SEC. Wait a minute. BioNTech knew this. Pfizer knew this. The SEC knew this. But when that guy drops on the field, are they telling you this? No. But the surprising thing is that a vast majority of those people dropping on the fields were recently vaccinated. So these are highlighted via BioNTech to the SEC, but never highlighted to you and me. Stop and think about what Roger's saying. Stop and think about what Roger is saying. Now, the Pfizer documents research volunteers have confirmed that there is a genocide underway, intentionally driven or not. If I'm being given a vaccine that has over 40,000 possible side effects and an association with well over 2,200 other diseases, if I'm being given this and my government knows what it has the capability of doing, my government does, okay? The health agencies know what it has the capability of doing. They do. The people who are making these vaccines and hiding this information know exactly what they are capable of doing. They do. But you're not supposed to be told that, and you're told you better take it or else. So if I'm intentionally putting basically everybody's life on the planet in danger in one fashion or another, because they're trying to literally vaccinate once, twice, and how many boosters? Every living being on this planet. What would you call that? What? Don't tell me it's greed. Don't tell me it's about money. Please, don't tell me it's about money. Because if I knew this was going to kill off a big portion of humanity, what would that do to even my own business? No. This isn't about money. So when these 3,000 researchers say there is genocide underway, they've done the research. They've looked at the documents. They've got 55,000 pages of scientific documents. And we ain't even done, because this is going to reproduction. Now, in about 3 or 4 minutes, we're going to be going to a break. So I'm not going to jump into that at this point. I would really like to roll with that and not stop. What I am going to reiterate to everybody listening is, how many people out there have been warning you about this? How many people out there via big tech have literally been shut down or shut off? How many of them have lost accounts where they have had people listening to their good word for 10 years? How many? We personally had a 7-year account on Twitter that was just shut off a couple of weeks ago. Why? Because we were in violation of the community standards, which meant if you tell us the truth, if we tell you the truth, we're violating their community standards and we need to be shut up. What would you do to somebody who knew for a fact that there were two gunmen on their way to the house across the street? They were going to break the door down and kill everybody, including husband, wife, and children, and you said absolutely nothing, but you knew it beyond a shadow of a doubt. Tell me where the difference is. Tell me where what I'm telling you right now and what I will be telling you after the break isn't exactly what I just explained to you. How many deaths have been as a result up to this point of the COVID vaccines globally? It's in the millions. But in 1970, they pulled the N1 vaccine off the market for 35 deaths. 35. If I know somebody's going next door to kill everybody in that house and I do absolutely nothing, am I condoning that? And if I am, should I be in jail for the rest of my life, or should I be in the electric chair as well? In my eyes, I should. So what does that say about our government? What does that say about those who run Pfizer, those who run Moderna, those who run, and I could go on and on. What does that say about Fauci? What does that say about the FDA? What does that say about the CDC? Because anybody who thinks they didn't know anything about this is an idiot, especially after what you're hearing and what I can prove via the documents and the links you will see tomorrow. We'll be back. Of silence, fool said, I you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words out of my high teacher. I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking.
I've got negative about that song, and it's probably my favorite song of all time, is it says nobody's interrupting the voice of silence, and I certainly do. Nobody's ever accused me of being silent, and I don't think it's ever going to happen unless it's when I'm in my grave, and hopefully that won't be for years to come. So yeah, you're going to have to put up with this on a weekly basis for many more years if I've got anything to say about it. So let's continue. Just before the break, I told you we would be talking about reproduction after the break. We're talking about genocide, and what I said was the two best ways to make sure you could reduce a population to a controllable level is a massive or a nuclear war, or by messing up the temple of birth, by messing with reproduction itself. Reproduction itself is targeted intentionally or not by the mRNA vaccines. And if you know that reproduction is harmed and babies and fetuses are harmed, and you know this is at scale, which everyone at Pfizer and at the FDA who read these documents knew And if you do not stop, then does that not ultimately become a genocide? Stop and consider what I just said. If you know this is happening, if you know it's harming fetuses, if you know the temple of birth is being damaged irreparably, and you do nothing about it, hey, mom, go ahead. You're 6 months pregnant. Go ahead. Get your shot. It's safe and effective. Stop and think about what I just said. They all knew about this. That is already a proven fact. The volunteers have drilled deep into the Pfizer documents, reports about pregnancy, and found that the assurance that the vaccines are safe and effective for pregnant women, listen to me, was based on the study of 44 French rats followed for 42 days. They did a safety study on human beings, which usually takes years. Okay? A pregnancy study on 44 French rats for a month and a half. And on that, and there's actually a link to that, going to be in the article tomorrow. Okay? The scientists who ran the study were either shareholders or employees of BioNTech, the people who made the vaccine. Okay? And the entire scientific, quote, safe and effective, was based on 44 French rats for a month and a half. Now, if that doesn't feel like somebody just kicked you in the groin, you're an idiot. Let's go to the next point. The volunteers found that while pregnant women were excluded from the internal studies and thus from the emergency youth authorization on which basis all pregnant women were assured the vaccine was safe and effective. Nevertheless, listen to me, about 270 women got pregnant during the study. More than 230 of them were lost somehow to history. Their records are gone. They can't find them. But of the 36 pregnant women that remained, whose outcomes were followed, 28 of them lost their babies. Whoa! 28 women in this test out of 36 lost their babies. Unless there's a whole new meaning to the term safe and effective, you tell me who should be in jail. You tell me how many lives are lost. Who should be sitting in the electric chair? You tell me who in the government. You tell me who in these pharma companies. You tell me who in our health agencies. And you tell me what doctors who are aware of this should not be facing Nuremberg-style criminal charges right now. Please tell me. I'm going to tell you that again. But of the 36 pregnant women whose outcomes were followed, 28 lost their babies. 28 out of 36. Would you say that's a little more than half? Would you say that's a little bit more than three quarters? But you weren't told that. What you were told was, yo, mama, you're pregnant, but go get this vaccine. Go get the second one. Go get your booster because it's safe and effective. But they all knew this. They all knew this. These were in the documents they wanted to hide for 75 years. The volunteers found that a baby died after nursing from a vaccinated lactating mother and was found to have had an inflamed liver. Gee, didn't I mention that in the last half? Many babies nursing from vaccinated mothers showed agitation, gastrointestinal distress, and failure to thrive, meaning they just didn't grow, and were inconsolable, meaning there was nothing they could do about it. The Pfizer documents also show that some vaccinated mothers had suppressed lactation or couldn't produce milk at all. Oh, my goodness. If you're going after the temple of birth, you're not just going after pieces of it. You're there to tear it down. You're there to destroy it. as if all of this is not horrific enough, Miss Heck, who put together a lot of information, drew studies from three countries, Canada, Scotland, and Israel, to show that babies are dying disproportionately during and after 2021 in highly vaccinated countries, and that newborns are dying disproportionately if they have vaccinated mothers versus unvaccinated mothers. Did you hear what I just said? A much higher number of babies are dying in highly vaccinated countries than is what is considered normal. And a vast number of those, or a vast proportion of those, are from vaccinated mothers. But they didn't tell you about that. It's safe and effective. All of you mothers listening to this, why don't you pregnant mothers, why don't you go out and get a vaccine tomorrow? Because the government told you it's safe and effective. That's what they told you, right? And who are you going to listen to? Are you going to listen to this crazy old man who's probably written more vaccine articles and knows more about vaccines just about anybody you're ever going to run across, or your government, who is given talking points and doesn't know squat except to tell you to get that vaccine because it's safe and effective? Okay. In highly vaccinated Scotland, almost twice the number of babies died in 2021 as died in baseline numbers. In other words, what's considered normal? In Ontario, Canada, 86 babies died in 2021 versus a baseline of 4 or 5. A baseline of 4 or 5. We're talking 86. This was a baby die-off so severe that a brave parliamentarian brought the issue to Parliament. When you go from 5 or 6 over the course of a year, listen to me, 5 or 6, and then all of a sudden you hit 86, and what is the only thing that has changed? Think about it. They're all vaccinated. Yeah, another pregnant pause. Intentional. In Israel, at Rambam Hospital in Haifa, there are 34% more spontaneous abortions and stillbirths to vaccinated women than to unvaccinated women. That means out of 3 mothers who are vaccinated, at least one of them is going to have a stillbirth or automatically abort. That's a number that is insanely high. But this is in the vaccinated, not in the unvaccinated. And there will be links to all of the facts I just gave you in the article tomorrow, where you can go and literally believe what Roger says, which if you don't by now, you're a moron. I don't get this excited. I don't use this much emphasis. And I don't put this stuff in your face unless I've done the research. I have. And so has Ms. Naomi Wolf, Dr. Naomi Wolf. Well, have an awful lot of respect for her. Do I agree with everything and anything she says? Of course not. But do I have the ultimate respect for her, for what she's doing and what she's willing to stand up for? And what is that? I think it's called humanity. You don't have to know more than 8th grade biology to know that a dysregulated menstrual cycle, not to mention spike protein accumulating in the ovaries, not to mention the traversing of the body's membranes, including the amniotic sac, by teeny, hard, fatty, limpid nanoparticles, not to mention the PEG in the breast milk, is all going to affect fertility, fetal health, childbirth, and babies, GI well-being, or distress, and thus their ability or failure to thrive, let alone to bond. All of this is being attacked. All of it. I'm going to read that again, because yes, this is a written talking point. You don't have to know more than 8th grade biology to know that a dysregulated menstrual cycle, not to mention spike protein accumulating in the ovaries, not to mention the traversing of the body's membranes, including the amniotic sac, by teeny hard fatty limpet nanoparticles, not to mention the PEG, the PEG, in the breast milk, is all going to affect fertility, fetal health, childbirth, and baby's GI well-being or distress. That's the ability or the failure to thrive. But the government knew this. The health agencies knew this. And the companies that produce these things knew this. But they told you it was safe and effective. And now the babies are dying. Now, scale the data from Canada, Scotland, and Israel I just gave you to all the vaccinated nations in the world. What do we do with all of this? What I've just told you is that things are being hidden far beyond what you can even conceive. What I've just told you is that there is a massive amount of extremely sickly, probably not going to survive children being born, if they're being born at all. What I've just told you is that the temple of birth, the most sacred temple in humanity, it is what perpetuates us. It's what keeps us here. If you destroy that, then you destroy a vast portion of humanity. What do you think we've been talking about today? But yet, mothers to this day, if you go to talk to a doctor today, he's going to tell you, unless they're really, really awake, and there aren't a whole lot of them, he's going to tell you as a pregnant mother, call your doctor up, okay? Tell him I'm pregnant. Should I get a shot? Call any doctor up and ask them, a pediatrician. And any one of them who tells you, yes, you should be getting these shots, don't go to that doctor. Because if you do, you're a freaking moron. And you're helping to perpetuate everything that I'm discussing here. Knowing that Pfizer and the FDA knew that babies were dying and mother's milk discoloring by just looking at their own internal records, knowing that they did not alert anyone, let alone stop what they were doing, and that to this very day, Pfizer, the FDA, and other demonic public entities are pursuing pushing to mRNA vaccinate more and more pregnant women. Now that they are above or about to force this on women in Africa and to other lower income nations who aren't even seeking the mRNA vaccines. They don't even ask for them. Per Pfizer CEO this week at the WEF, and knowing that Pfizer is pushing and may even receive U.S. emergency use authorization for babies to five-year-olds. Did you hear what I just said? Did you hear what I just said? All of this is known now. Yet, we've got Pfizer's CEO pushing. And you know how much money these politicians get from Big Pharma? They are the biggest contributor or owners of our politicians on the planet. And they are forcing these politicians into giving emergency use authorization to five-year-olds and babies. With all of that, we must conclude that we are looking into an abyss of evil that we haven't seen since 1945. No, not a joke. When do we start the Nuremberg-style trials? When? The 55,000 pages of documents that have been released to humanity and that has 3,000 well-intentioned researchers all across the spectrum digging into them at depths you can't even imagine. What is coming out is scaring the crap out of these people. Naomi Wolf is someone who's really not afraid of much. She will tell you the truth regardless of the kickback to either her career or her person. She is that in tune with humanity. And what she has said, and a majority of what you've heard from me today, not all of it, came from her. And where did that come from? She got it directly from these 3,000 people who are working to literally dissect these 55,000 pages. These anti-humans, and that's what they must be called, at Pfizer, speaking at the WEF, these anti-humans at the FDA, knowing what they know, are targeting the miraculous female body with its ability to conceive, gestate, birth, and mature life. They are targeting the female's body's ability to sustain a newborn human being with nothing but itself. They are targeting the amniotic membrane, the ovaries, the release of the ovum. They are targeting the lymph and the blood that can help support the building of the mother's milk. They are targeting the fetus and the utero. They're making it all helpless. They are targeting the human fetus, the human fetus's very environment, one of the most sacred spaces on earth, if not the most sacred. I started this all off by saying we're going to talk about genocide. One of my first points to you was, and you've heard it twice now, and this will be the third time, the easiest way to pare humanity down to a more controllable number, and why would I even say that? There's 8 billion people on this planet, and for 400 years when there were far less than 8 billion, we're talking about a couple hundred million, okay? Probably not even a billion at that point. There were elites saying there are too many people on this planet to control effectively. They even erected a monument called the Georgia Guidestones, which flat out states that humanity should be kept under 500 million in tune with nature. Again, one of the most effective mechanisms for relieving the earth of a vast majority of humanity. Again, a massive war, which doesn't work for anybody, including them, especially if it's a nuclear war, and they don't want the entire infrastructure destroyed. So what would be the other mechanism, the most effective mechanism? That would be sterility. You've got to remember that these people have had it in their minds for centuries, not generations, not decades, not years, not weeks, not months, not days, not hours, not seconds, centuries to do this. They have staying power. They have patience. Why has it, I don't know, sped up so much lately? Because they have been able to utilize technology. And as technology grows in leaps and bounds, so does their agenda. So what becomes all of a sudden very, very usable to them? If we can state that the entire planet is under danger of mass die-off because of a deadly virus, then we can vaccinate a very large portion of the same population and accomplish what we wish. Now, I'm going to tell you something you've heard me say over and over again. COVID-19, if it even exists at all, has the knockdown power of the flu. It does. Okay? And it basically may be a coronavirus, which the flu is. But yet, you have been scared to death by things like a PCR test, in which case they came out and said there were tens of millions, if not over 100 million people in this country that had COVID-19. But then we found out, what, a year and a half later, that that test was absolutely bogus, and that probably less than, it could be as low as 1% of the people that were given positive results from that actually had a coronavirus. And that the rest of them, at any point in their life, if they ever had the flu, that test would come back positive. So what they did was they tricked the entire planet into getting a vaccination that could be used to minimize the impact on the infrastructure. But over a period of 5 to 10 years, get rid of a massive amount of humanity, which would be a hell of a lot easier to control now, wouldn't it? What are we seeing? We are seeing these experts getting together and screaming at the top of their lungs that we are witnessing genocide. That every woman who takes these shots, never mind two shots, never mind a booster, never mind a second booster, it is literally screwing up her chances of ever having a healthy child again. How many women are there on this planet? Few more than men. And if you make a vast majority of these women so, I don't know, misaligned with nature that they can no longer have fertile or healthy or even living children, then haven't you accomplished exactly what you went after in the first place? None of this is a joke. There's links for everything I've said. I haven't pushed anything in your face that isn't absolutely true. But hey, guess what? Baby formula, that's what you should be looking at. Hey, guess what? Ukraine, that's what you should be looking at. Hey, guess what? The border, that's what you should be looking at. Hey, guess what? Hunter Biden's laptop, that's what you should be looking at. How many people are looking at the fact that genocide is being committed all around us and that everybody who should be telling us about it knows full well about it and they're lying to you? To this day, you are still hearing pregnant mothers being told, or any mother being told, or any woman who may get pregnant being told they are safe and effective, when we know, when the CDC knows, the FDA knows, our government knows, and these vaccine manufacturers know, that's the biggest lie ever told humanity. They're not safe. They're not effective. You tell me where the word genocide was an overstatement. You tell me how many of these people shouldn't be sitting in, I don't know, a Nuremberg-style trial. You tell me how many people across this planet aren't working together against the continuation of humanity in any semblance we're aware of or we're used to. How many of these leaders are working together with this? How many of these companies are working together with this? How many global health agencies are working together with this? Want to bet they all know? Want to bet they all know? But I've got something to tell all of them. All of these millions of people across the planet that are part of this plan to pare down humanity, this genocide, all think they have a place at the elite's table. There ain't that many seats. We'll talk next week.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.